You are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
And good afternoon to you. Sort of gray outside with the sun coming through while it can. News Radio 560 KPQ. It's time once again for the agenda. And our first guest, Jeffrey Neer from Cordell Neer, always listens very closely to the intro, so I had to put together one that made no sense even to me. But let's start at the top and see how it goes. Consider this. Tax season has become something like fire season. It seems to last longer every year. It's like a gentleman lodger living upstairs, and the creaky wooden floor lets you know his every move. So tax season, the whole house awaits for the gentleman lodger to start his day and take to the busy metropolis so we can have the house for ourselves. Of course, the floors creak. Wanting you to gather your documents and enter the state of mind called tax time. How does the creaking floor and tax equal one another? Well, the tax season might as well be all year because we think of that new and revolting tax plans that are sucking us right in as co-conspirators searching for our dreams and that huge receipt from Goodwill that we can't find. Like the lodger upstairs, those tax forms squeak all year long. Now, I could tell you now, but you're so devoted to looking for that Goodwill receipt that I only want to float the idea that you'll never find it. But looking for it is good practice because you also need a 1099 that you don't know you're missing, and that's going to be a job to find that one. So you have good practice. You've taken them both. You've taken both ideas. And you may have asked somewhere along the line, where is my stuff? Well, you've got to go to the... it's possible that you took them to the Wenatchee Super Dump Recycling Extravaganza. Besides taking important tax documents on paper, residents can also drop off electronics and laptops and computers and televisions. But there are some items that will not be accepted, and I only mention this because your brother-in-law is gifted in bringing all the wrong items to events like this. Remember last year he loaded up his truck with all the unmentionables, propane tanks and liquids and paints and aerosols and furniture. Do not bring this rubbish to the recycling affair. Do not. You will be turned away at the security gate. And as you exit, making an awkward four-point turn, those in line can be heard to mutter, brother-in-law. Someone does it every year, but it does not have to be you. Do you actually think someone wants that ugly orange couch? I mean, it looks as if it was an orange shag rug that was repurposed as a reluctant couch, now waiting for the purgatory of all despised furniture, hoping to get a new lease on life, and I can tell you, it's not going to happen. Also, dude, we said no liquids, and look this. However, if you want to drink the transmission fluid, we'll recycle the plastic jug and then call a paramedic, and it won't be the first time that your brother-in-law has spent the weekend being siphoned in the emergency room. Some of us learn at a different rate. And today, because I've learned my lessons well, Jeffrey Neer will not have to prod me too much into saying 4868, my savior, 4868. Let's welcome Jeffrey Neer to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Jeffrey, we're glad that you are here because you're not participating much this year. And so we're going to, the last tax-free tax tip of the year belongs to the maestro.
This is the first. And since it's the last show of the season, we'll be the first and last.
I wish I could do one of those. Just do one show and let it last forever.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun to do, but yeah.
What are our options this late in the season? Not many.
Well, there aren't too many, and you know, for a lot of people, if you haven't put together your returns, you're going to fall into two camps. We see two big camps. One, quite a bit bigger refund or bigger, but less tax due anyway, and the second one is much smaller refunds
or tax due,
and a combination of things. Those that owe tax, maybe because the withholding tables withheld less tax. And number two, their itemized deductions and exemptions are going to be smaller this year, possibly, especially if they were someone with a lot of employee business expenses. Miscellaneous itemized deductions all got stripped away by the tax
law. All my stuff.
All the wonderful things that people did. All those contractors who travel out of town for work. All those people, unless they got reimbursed by their employer, are no longer going to get a big benefit from filing their tax return.
What's your experience? Are employers chipping in and reimbursing, or are they shocked?
There are some that are actually doing that and some that are not. So it's kind of a hit and miss. And, you know, as an employee, you're better off actually if you said, you know, I know I'm going to be out of pocket for this. So what if you lower my paycheck $100 a month and give me $100 worth of expense reimbursement, and so I can turn it in and every month, and then I end up having no tax on the expense reimbursement, and at least I'm lowering my income tax.
That's a good idea.
So it's not a bad idea to meet them part way. If they start off saying no, meet them part way, and you might be able to get them to give you a little bit extra.
Because they're bound to notice. Your expenses seem to come to exactly $100 every month. How is this happening?
Exactly. But it is a way to do that. So now we've kind of got to this last hour. You're going to have to do some estimating to figure out what you might owe for tax if you haven't got your tax return done. Because you can get, with Form 4868, an extension of the time to file your return. You don't have to file your return. No penalties later on for not filing your tax return if you file a Form 4868. But there's no extension of time to pay the tax. So if you're going to owe some money, you actually have to pay the money now. Otherwise, you're going to still end up with interest and penalties on the unpaid tax later on.
But without the deductions, you can pretty much figure out what it's going to be.
Yeah, without deductions, it should be much easier, and it may be easier for you to actually prepare your return because you don't have all those extra things that you're looking for. So I would suggest either doing a little quick check, putting everything that you can through, and then kind of seeing kind of where you're at. And then if you're missing a document or two, just put in an estimate for that. Figure out what your tax due is. Send them that. Send them a few extra dollars maybe just to be able to, because if you pay them a little extra when you actually file your return, you're going to get either a check back or a credit to the next year's tax.
I'll take the credit.
Yeah, and so I always take the credit. Oh, are we talking about? Yes.
Don't send me a check for $15. Please, just keep that.
Yes, and apply it the next year. So that seems to work out for most people. So the form 4868, very easy form. All it does is just your name, your address, your social security number, the amount of tax you expect to be on your tax return, the amount of tax that you've had withheld or paid in so far, and what it is that you want to pay them. So that balance due. And then if you have a balance due and you're not going to pay them the full balance due, that's okay.
But
you're going to owe interest and penalties on that amount you don't pay them, but at least you're going to have a valid form extension, so you're not going to also owe them a penalty for failure to file a tax return, because that can add up pretty quickly, because that's like 5% per month type penalty, as opposed to the failure to pay the tax, which is a half percent for that, and about a half percent for the, or a little under half percent for the interest. So
on the total income,
on the tax,
oh, the tax,
just the tax due. Just the tax.
A lot of people are paranoid about filing an extension 4868, but there's no shame in that.
No, in fact, it actually statistically lowers your chance of being audited. There's a group of returns that are selected every year that come out of the normal pool from January 1st to April 15th. And they use that data to statistically figure out who is filing right and what things that the IRS should look for. And so if you actually file after that date, you're not in that pool. So you can actually... It's not huge, but it does reduce your tax chance of being audited just ever so slightly. So the thought process is, oh no, if I don't do it on time, something, I'll stick out and I will have a bigger chance of being audited. It's just the opposite. So there's really no real problem with doing this.
And I'm sure you have customers that come in, clients of yours, who say, my God, I got hung up. I couldn't get this one document. Now I've only got 4 days. What should I do? Let's get it rushed.
Yeah, we get a rush to get an extension.
It's the best idea. You have time to consider it.
Right. You know, in fact, I actually over the years have had somewhere between a half a dozen and a dozen taxpayers who file an extension on purpose. They actually have all their data. They know what their tax due is, but they wanted to get an extension, and there's a lot of different reasons. Farmers who have a AGR claim, a loss, they have adjusted gross receipt insurance on their crop, so it's based upon their actual income. Once they file their tax return, they only have 60 days to file the claim on their insurance for their crop loss. If they file an extension, especially this year where fruit prices are dropping, they can actually end up possibly with a bigger claim. So they might want to file an extension. They already know what their tax due is, so they send their tax in with the extension. They file an extension. And then, maybe they have no tax because they have a loss. And then once they get to decide that the loss is as good as they want to get for their insurance claim, they file their tax return and then have 60 days to actually file the claim. So there's those people. That's one reason why somebody might clearly want an extension.
Good idea.
Somebody else might want an extension because they want to get in that pool of being a little less chance of being audited. Or they want a little more time to make sure that they're making the right elections on their returns. There's a lot of elections and there's a lot of rules that the IRS still hasn't promulgated the final rules yet.
Oh, good.
So we passed the law.
What's the hurry?
We passed the law and we don't have really what the regulations are, knowing what it is, or we have forms that are still in draft format.
Wow. This is not the way we used to run the IRS, is it?
It is not the way we used to run the IRS. In fact, as you know, Congress, until about a couple weeks ago, was still talking about passing an extenders bill. An extenders bill, there were, not, were a few things that did not get extended, and so they stopped, such as mortgage insurance on your loans, mortgage insurance, not your homeowner's insurance, but there's mortgage insurance that's kind of computed kind of like interest. That amount was deductible up through 2018, but nothing for 2019 because Congress didn't get around to passing the extension of that temporary legislation. So Congress all the way through is talking about getting an extenders bill and passing this. They never got around to it.
And if they had, would it have thrown the whole thing into a cocked hat?
Oh, man. And that's another reason why maybe somebody decided that maybe we shouldn't do this. So maybe after tax season.
Pretend you forgot that one.
Maybe this year, sometime this year, they will pass it. But now instead of hopefully going back into 2018's return, they will start with 2019 or 2020 so that we have a little time to do some planning. Wouldn't be the only time that they retroactively gave you a benefit and then you had to file amended returns. The IRS, and this would just be punitive to the IRS, I guess, because nobody likes the IRS. It would be hard to be an employee of something that everyone doesn't like.
It's like a feral cat. You just assume it's going to be a nice kitty, but it ain't.
No. So there's lots of reasons filing extensions, but it's pretty easy. Form 4868.
Have you had any tales of woe over the years about people coming in late and trying to insist that you send it in on time? And you just say, now look, we've had a long tax season. Let me offer you a alternative.
You know, there's always some people that you spoil because, for whatever reason, it's easier to fill out their tax return than it is to compute the estimate, or it's just as easy. So you kind of spoil some of them. But if somebody comes in now with a complicated return, there's no way that we're going to be able to have our brains to be able to really get behind this, make sure we've taken every possible thing that that's available in this return in the next 5 days, and make sure that they have all the pieces that they need without scrambling for it and then making some estimates. So why not wait a little bit longer, get a smarter mind working on this. The same mind, just a little smarter because it's a little less tired.
You guys have hit the wall.
I'm in pretty good shape because I'm not working as many hours, but there's some of the guys in the office, they're beginning to get a little ragged, you know.
But yeah. Tim Dilley needs a bonus. I can just tell from here.
he does a stellar job and, he's one of my partners, you know. So he and Sean Patton, who did the program mostly, are partners.
They're both great on their radio.
And so they're both a little tired and, but still doing great work. It's just that you don't want to start something fresh that you've never seen before 2 days before the end.
When you're right on the edge of either exhaustion or hysteria, whichever
you don't want to miss something. And that's the biggest fear we have. You know, we not only do everything, and then we have somebody else review it that's cold that hasn't really been associated with the work. So there's always a couple people touching everything to make sure that there's less chance of mistakes and everything's been thought through.
What's the song you play at the end of the day during tax season? It's a Journey song, isn't it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Tell me.
Well, I thought it was Don't Stop Believing or something. I thought you guys played a certain, tax guy's theme for the CPA mind.
Well,
guys.
You know what? They're at about 5 o'clock, as you walk down the hallways, the music starts changing, in everyone's offices. And, it is interesting.
From Anne Murray to Megadeth.
There is interesting the different choices of, and some things that people call music.
They just insist on calling that. Well, that's the question you would ask incredulously. You call that music?
I do.
Why in my day, et cetera.
That's it. So, Jeff, yeah. Yeah. So that's
how many clients did you have to work through this year, just out of curiosity, because I know you guys do hundreds of returns.
We do thousands of returns.
So I knew you about the 100. I didn't know about the thousands.
Yeah, we do a couple thousand returns.
Wow.
That's
just a lot of paperwork. I doff my cap. Thank you for everything.
It is. You know, however, we now do everything. We store everything electronically. And so we use a lot less paper than we used to. Not that we do use no paper, but we use a lot less paper.
What's the general deduction now that's changed? That's the biggest change that we have to deal with.
Yeah, one of the that's one of the things that has really taken this tax season to a twist. It's the 199A deduction, or we call it the Qubit deduction, qualified business deduction. 20% of the net income from a business or from a it would also be from qualified REIT dividends. And then the big question that is mostly resolved but still has some issues is rentals. Is rentals a business or not a business? Is it an investment or is it a business? And if it's this kind of quasi in between. And if you spend 250 hours, there's a safe harbor that you can say, it is a business. I'm going to use the safe harbor of 250 hours, and then I can get 20% of my net business income from that.
This is so an attentive landlord doesn't get scooped in with a guy who's just a property tax guy.
Right, and you can actually use an enterprise level, so you can, if you have three or four rentals, you don't have to spend 250 hours on every rental. You can look at the whole enterprise as one 250-hour test. But if somebody just had one and they have a triple net lease on a building, so that which means that the tenant pays everything. All they do is get a check. They don't really do anything. They just get a check for owning the building. They does not qualify for the qualified business.
Got to hang out more.
You got to hang out more. So the IRS has tried to craft some rules and regulations around this, but a very complicated subject, and it's really caused a lot more work and delay this year than normal. Now, hopefully by next year, everybody will have this in their repertoire better, and we'll have better regulations, and the software companies will have done something better. We had to do some workarounds. Farmers, because they might have gotten a deduction from the co-op, actually, instead of getting a 20% deduction, get an 11% deduction because they already got 9 from the co-op. So there's a bunch of little rules, and the software doesn't even know how to handle that. So you have to do it.
Neither does my brain.
So you have to kind of do it yourself. You do have to do it and have to come a way around it to figure out that. So.
We had a great tax season. Thanks to you and all the guys at Cordell Nair for helping out, okay?
We thoroughly enjoy coming in and doing this. And as I told you, I've been doing this in some fashion since 1980. So
I feel like I have too, even though I have. This is only my third year, and I feel like a veteran.
So we love giving back to the community and doing this is one of the things we give back.
Thank you, Jeffrey Nair. We appreciate it.
Yep.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.
And there's Ticket Training Course. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. Dealer participation may vary. See dealer for complete program details.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:36, you're listening to The Agenda. Michael Knight, my own humble host. I was trying to get another host, but no one will work with me. Lance Mers and John Fairbanks are here. They are the code enforcers of this rowdy western town, and they're taking they're taking prisoners, but they don't hold prisoners for very long. If you can't remember not to bring the ugly orange couch, you're going to have some problems. Welcome back, guys. We're going to talk about the big recycling opportunity this weekend, which is both a blessing and, I suppose, some form of a curse, because you're the ones that have to turn away the folks who bring the wrong stuff.
Right. Good afternoon, Michael.
Is that your job?
That's both of our jobs, actually.
John Fairbanks stepped to the fore on that one.
Yeah, so we're getting ready for our recycle event coming up this Saturday, 9 to 3.
It's a busy day, isn't it?
It is very busy, and it's the busy week that getting prepped for this. There's a lot of work that is involved getting this ready for everybody.
What did you have to do?
Well, we had to take a break. We have to get the tire machines ready. We have to get the air compressors ready. We feed the people that work, so we have to get that all lined up and getting all the crews just lined out. So when it goes off on Saturday, everybody, it looks like we know what we're doing.
Excellent. I'm sure you do. Is it a line of cars? Is that what we're dealing with for the most part?
Yeah, they're lined up before we get there, so sometimes we may open that gate a little early just to prevent any traffic issues on South Wenatchee Ave.
And this is going to be at 1745 South Wenatchee Avenue. Well, what's it going to look like if you've never been there before?
So that location is, for the people that have been in town for a long time, it's where Wenatchee Pack, the meat packing plant, was, the good old hot dogs back in the day. It's a city-owned facility, and there's a long driveway. You're going to have the Wenatchee Police volunteers up top kind of directing traffic. You're going to come down that hill. There's going to be a checkpoint there making sure that you are a city resident. So bring your license, bring a utility bill or something with a city address
on
it.
To prove you live in this state, that's your driver's license. And now you have to live in this town, so that's your bill.
Right. And at that point, they're going to look and see what you have, make sure it's something that, is acceptable. And then they will direct you which way to go.
Well, let's start with the good stuff. What is acceptable? What should they bring,
well,
Lance?
Well, you can bring
anything
that's metal. You can bring automotive batteries, refrigerators, appliances, air conditioners. You can bring TVs, laptops, but not really necessarily the peripherals. You can bring your monitors as well. And light truck tires with or without the rim. If you have the rim on there, then we're going to keep them and we're going to recycle them at a later date.
You keep the rim. Good point.
We do, yes.
Now, you said peripherals are not allowed, printers especially.
Printers, mouse, mice, or you know,
as many mice.
Or mice.
One mouse,
yeah.
Mini mice.
Like that, yeah.
Right. So you can't keep the, you can't bring those, but the bigger items, yes, absolutely.
And the peripherals is because there's ink in the printer.
Correct.
Some, and that's something we don't want.
Which is kind of odd because we're accepting appliances with Freon in it, so I don't know how that works. I think it's for the recycling portion of that.
Right, and so for those computers and monitors and that, we team up with the YWCA. That's a new partner this year, and they palletize those, and it's through the state's e-cycling, and they actually earn a little bit of money for doing that for the state.
And then they send them to a giant central location, and all those pieces are taken apart.
Typically, they used to go overseas, but there's been some restrictions on that, so I'm not sure exactly how it's being handled, but it is being properly handled.
Now let's go to the list of things you may not, and I'm already underlining it once, may not bring these items.
Yeah, this is a big list, and that really needs to be followed because we're going to turn you around if you just have these items. We're not going to accept them. And
you'll be that one car trying to go back and forth and back and forth to make a five-point turn to get out of line.
Right, and everybody's going to be looking at you like, thank you. you know, we're not taking any kind of household garbage. We're not taking furniture, household chemicals, paints, and all that. Those are no-nos. We are not taking any fluorescent bulbs or mattresses, any kind of furniture whatsoever. That's not being accepted at this event.
And no pressurized tanks. A lot of barbecues come in. They're over the metal portion of it, but then they bring their propane tanks too, and we're not going to accept those either.
So would they detach that and keep it, or do you just turn the whole thing around?
Yep. No. Well, they'll go home with the propane tank, but not necessarily the barbecue.
No. Can people bring a trailer behind their truck and bring with a bunch of stuff? Is there limits?
There is limits. Now, this is basically for the residents. It's not for a commercial-type venue. So we're specifically gearing this towards the residents. And, you know, if they've got a lot of stuff, if it's a trailer load and they could corroborate and substantiate the need to do that, as long as they're within those limits, we're going to go ahead and take those items. With the exception of tires, we're kind of doing it differently this year. We're only going to accept 10 tires per household.
Wow. I mean, some households have more than 10 tires?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So what?
These are men with experience that I do not share. They know the soft white underbelly of Wenatchee world.
Right, and what we've seen in the past is large trailer loads of tires. Specifically, you know, we team up with the Wenatchee Valley College Automotive Technology Club and also the Skills Center out there in Old Station. The high school kids, they come in and they dismount the tires. And they had a request that we do not accept. Last year we had a trailer load come in from golf cart tires, and clearly that's not a, you know, a residential type of byproduct. And so we're, you know, making sure that those people don't get in, because if we lose our volunteers from the college and that, our tire program is going to change dramatically.
So if a big 18-wheeler drives in full of tires, that's the first sign that they're in the wrong place doing the wrong thing.
Right. He's going to be turned around even before he gets down the hill.
Woo! I want to see that one.
Yeah.
I want to see him turn around that thing.
We just send him on down the highway. We'll send him to Malaga.
Or someone brings you like 2 tons of white wall that all says Bob's Construction on it, you know that that's a corporation,
right,
too.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's not going to work.
You know, we're also in cahoots with the Department of Ecology, and we've got a grant accepted to actually take these tires out of the city. So Oak Harbor Freight comes down. They bring down 4 trailers. I think we got finished and filled with those tires last year by about noon.
Wow. Because you're only open until 3, 9 to 3, right?
Right.
Right. And that's about, we take in about 3,200 tires during this event. And last year, the federal budget or the capital budget hadn't passed. And so we were not fortunate enough to get that grant last year, but it was such an important thing to the city that, you know, the people that are at a higher pay grade than us said we are going to have this part as part of the event, and the city actually paid for that last year.
Can people come in from Peshawestin, Kashmir?
That's a big negative.
Not going to be
just,
no, no, yeah. You cannot.
Yeah, you can wear a different hat. You can and that, but if we're going to check that driver's license, and we're going to make sure that this is just for our residents. But don't worry, because Douglas County is going to be having an event, and that's they're going to be having a tire amnesty program over there in the near future, as well as a hazardous chemicals event over in Douglas County. So if you're on that side of the river, don't think this is your chance to come over to our side and sneak in and try to be one of us cool City 1H residents.
A lot of people have tried that before you, okay? It
right.
Just doesn't work.
And in addition to that, Stamilt Organic is offering 2 free truckloads of organic waste at their facility for free as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's that location is at 1465 South Wenatchee Avenue. So a lot of joint partnerships with this, and without those folks helping us, this can't happen.
It's just fascinating that there are how many tires were collected last year?
About 3,200, and we go out that next week, and we still see some in the alleys. So, yeah, it's crazy.
That means almost everybody in town has got one tire to their name. It's just sitting in the backyard growing pansies.
Yeah. And that's why we're, you know, we don't have a way to prove it, but we feel that some of these tires may come from a commercial business. And, you know, it's really unfair to our citizens to allow them to come in. So that's why we're strictly enforcing that 10-tire rule this year.
I think you have to strictly enforce the whole thing. Yes, this is good. No, that's bad. And I'm sorry, there's no gray area today.
Well, right. In a period of 6 hours last year, we took in over 27 tons of metal.
Whew. That's some weight.
We're hopping and bopping.
Yeah.
27 tons.
And it's interesting. It's interesting what we get. I mean, we're kind of looking at each other and what is this? I don't know. It's metal. Take it.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a fun event. I mean, all the people, the city staff that are down there are having a good time. We're being safe and we're getting the city cleaned up, and we have a good little lunchtime for everybody. One thing we're missing this year is our inmate cruise, because that was something that got kind of pulled back at the county. So we're missing those. So it's purely staff this year, so we're going to have some people up in the trailers loading those tires, and that's some tough work.
You're listening to Lance Mers and John Fairbanks. They are the two men who are involved in the city code enforcers, and they're putting together the recycling event. They're the brains of the outfit. This Saturday from 9 to 3. Also, one thing to note, and that is interesting to me, is that I forgot.
That's pretty interesting.
I may have said it was interesting, but I lied.
I do too.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Agenda.
Recommends utility ATVs for riders 16 years and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. Dealer participation may vary. See dealer for complete program details.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
After this weekend, the city is going to be a far more beautiful place, and it's because of the code enforcers, Lance Mers and John Fairbanks, who are here in our studio. They're putting together the City of Wenatchee Recycling Extravaganza, is what I call it, this Saturday, 9 to 3. And let's start by resetting it. If you're just driving down Miller with the window down, you don't know what we're talking about. You can recycle this weekend, but the big important thing is what you can bring and what you cannot bring. So who wants to do what you can bring?
I'll take on the good part, what you can bring. So this event, we are taking metals, we are taking tires. They can be on the rim or off the rim. If we take a rim, we're going to keep that rim and recycle it as well. We're going to be taking appliances in those metals. We don't care if it's patio furniture or whatever. If it's metal or mostly metal, we will accept that. We'll take automotive batteries. So if you got some automotive batteries laying around, we can go ahead and take those for you. And we also team up with Stamilt Organic, and you can bring up to 2 truckloads of your branches, you know, whatever kind of yard waste you want to bring.
2 truckloads or 2 trailer loads?
2 truckloads.
Okay.
So, you know, we're keeping that going good there for them. And, all this helps out getting the city looking real good for the
apple. They create super mulch with it, right?
Right.
That's pretty good.
I've heard it's super. But, you know, so those are the things you can bring. And Lance, you want to take care of the bad part?
So the things that you can't bring, propane tanks, household garbage, furniture, no orange couches, no mattresses or anything to that effect, fluorescent bulbs, household batteries, can't bring any liquids or paints. Pressurized tanks, you can't bring that as well. And you can't bring any printers or mice.
Yeah. Mice, computers,
mouses.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the address, by the way, is 1745 South Fonetti Avenue. It's going to be a long drive. The cops will be out front. The volunteers will be directing traffic. And you will have to turn around if you bring the wrong stuff. You will just be asked to leave the line and go home and think about your mistake.
Yeah, we may take your city of Wenatchee residency away if you come down there.
Temporarily. Like for a week, you won't know where you live. And right. that should remind you.
Well, and folks might have more questions, and they can contact us at 888-3270 if they have any further questions about what they can and cannot bring.
That number once again?
That's 888-3270.
Our friends from the code enforcers, and they're not just code readers. They know the code. They're enforcing it this time. And it's Lance Mers and John Fairbanks. I appreciate the work you do. And it's turned into quite an event, so we're going to have to double the staff there next year.
Right. Well, we could use a volunteer or two, maybe.
For sure.
Okay, give them that call. Thanks for being here, Lance and John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KP.